Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Ball's up in the air. Tip is won by Paragould. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Bryngard with the ball over on the left side. Now it goes to Benefield. Now she'll throw it up top to Zoe Beasley. Over on the right side to Bryngard. Back up top now to Taylor Beasley. Back over to Bryngard on the right wing. Once again, it goes up top. This time to Zoe Beasley. Over on the left side to Taylor Beasley. She'll dribble toward the free throw line. Over to Bryngard on the right. Now she'll dribble up between the circles. Mounts home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right side. Now up top to Hollis. Now ball's over on the left side of the paint. And her pass, the pass from Zoe Beasley across court to Benefield was well over her, and it goes out of bounds, and Mounts home will get it on the turnover. We are 43 seconds into this contest. Paragould commits their first turnover of the night. Here is Martin with the up top, throws over on the right side to Gilbert. She's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup, no good. May have been partially blocked, I'm not sure, but Paragould comes up with the rebound. Here is Bryngard into the front court. A little over a minute into this contest. Ball goes over on the right side to Benefield. Now up top to Hollis. Her pass down to Zoe Beasley was knocked away and stolen by Anna Grace Foreman, but now Mounts Home almost turned it right back over, but they do keep possession. Here's Martin with it, throwing it up top to Husky. Mount Home will set up the offense. Paragould in a man-to-man. Husky dribbles to the right side, throws up top to Penn. Thought about three, now kicks out over to Gilbert on the left wing. She finds a cutting pin going into the lane. Now her pass to Foreman, it was wide of her, and the steal is complete by Paragould as they come back the other way, but now Martin steals it right back as she comes from behind and just knocks it away from Bryngard. Martin back into the lane, going up for the reverse layup, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, last touched by Paragould, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 6:11 left in this opening period. No score as of yet. Gilbert will inbound the ball for Mount Holmes on the baseline. She gets into Martin on the left wing. She'll dribble up to the top, gives it to Husky on the left side. Takes a screen from Penn. Husky drills towards the right elbow. Now goes back up top. Now over to the right side. Husky takes a screen from Foreman. Throws it up top to Penn. Gives it to Foreman in the paint. Going up for the layup off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Anna Grace Foreman puts Mounts Home on the board first. 2-0 our score with 5:45 left to play in this opening quarter. Bryngard into the front court for the Lady Rams. She'll throw it over on the right elbow to Zoe Beasley. Over to Bryngard on the left wing. Now up top to Benefield. Dribbles towards the left side. Gives it to Zoe Beasley. Over to Taylor Beasley on the right wing. Down to Hollis on the low block. Her turnaround jumper will not go. Scramble for the rebound. It's controlled in the right corner by Benefield. She'll throw it out to Zoe Beasley. And she'll hit the jumper from the elbow. Good.
Zoe Beasley.
First tie of the day. 2-2 with a little over 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Martin with the ball, throwing it up top to Penn. Her three-pointer, no good, but Peyton Husky right there for the offensive rebound. She'll dribble out to the corner, now throws it up top to Martin, who will reset the offense. Martin will dribble to the left wing, now takes a screen from Penn, going into the lane. Now kicks up top to Foreman. She has it near the free throw line. Now Penn has it up between the circles. Over on the right side now goes to Gilbert. Gilbert will take the screen. And now her pass to Penn was well over her head, and Bryngard comes up with the steal. Turnover against Mountain Home. Bryngard will throw it to Benefield, who's going into the lane. Now she's called for the travel, and a third turnover against Paragould. Two against Mountain Home so far in this contest. 4:28 left of the first quarter. We're tied at 2-2. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She'll dribble over to the right side. Emily Payne will check in at the next available time for Mountain Home. Penn has it now up the top. Finds a cutting Kate Gilbert going into the lane for the layup. Good. Good job by Kate Gilbert to get breakaway from her defender and cut towards the paint for the basket. Here's Brengard into the front court for the Lady Rams. 4-2, Mountain Home on top with 4 minutes left. Brengard drills to the right side, throws it up top to Taylor Beasley. Takes a screen from Zoe Beasley, now throws it up top to Hollis. Over on the right side, now it goes to Brengard. Tried to give it to Zoe Beasley on the low block, but her pass was knocked away, stolen by Husky, who's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. A little strong, no good. A rebound. They're going to wave off the basket, and they're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with a push foul on the rebound. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. Kate Gilbert's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Emily Payne, a 5'6 sophomore. I believe Katie Powell's going to check in for Paragold at the next dead ball. Brengard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws over to Hollis near the right elbow. Over now to Brengard on the left wing. Brengard dribbling towards the paint. Now kicks it up top to Benefield. Benefield dribbles towards the left elbow. Throws it up top to Hollis. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Kalissa Hollis with her first 3 points of the day. And that's Paragould's first lead of the afternoon. 5-4 our score with over 3 minutes left. Here's Penn with the ball up at the top. Gives it to Foreman on the right side. Over to Husky. Now she has it on the wing. Takes a screen from Foreman. Drills over towards the elbow. Over to Penn. And now Martin has it on the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragould. It will be Mounts Home keeping possession with 2:53 left in the opening quarter. Addison Yates checking in for Kyra Penn. And for Paragould, Taylor Beasley will take a seat as she's replaced by Katie Powell. Powell, a 5'6 senior, and Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. Inbound pass from Husky into Martin on the right wing. Now throws up top to Foreman. Foreman going into the lane for the layup on the left side. Little strong. It bounced around the rim. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Paragould. Brengard into the front court. 2:36 left in the first quarter. 5-4, Lady Rams leading it. Benefield has it on the right side. She'll throw it up top to Zoe Beasley. Over on the left now to Powell. Powell gives it back up top to Beasley. Over to Benefield on the right wing. Now she'll throw it up top to Powell. Over on the left side to Brengard. Now down a low block it goes to Beasley. She puts the, gets around Foreman and goes in for the layup. Good. Zoe Beasley with 4 points. 7-4, Paragould on top. Here's Martin into the front court. Has it on the right side. Throws up top to Yates. Over on the left to Payne. Payne takes the screen. Now it kicks it up top to Foreman. Over on the right to Husky. Husky will take the screen from Foreman. Dribbles towards the elbow. Throws up top to Yates. Now Martin has it. 1:43 left to play in the first quarter. Martin looked, trying to find a lane to go down into, but instead she'll kick it up top to Foreman. Over to Payne on the right. Payne takes the screen from Foreman, throws it up top to Yates. Yates trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now she'll give it to Martin. 1:25 left in the quarter. Martin will drill to the left wing. Tries to give it there to Husky, and she finally does up the top. Husky drills towards the right elbow, now gives it to Payne. Now up top to Yates. Over to Martin. Martin dribbles towards the lane. Now goes back out between the circles. 1:05 left in the third, in the first quarter. Martin drills to the right side. Throws up top to Yates. Yates will drill toward the right elbow. Picks up a drill. Now throws up top to Foreman. She'll give it there to Payne between the circles. Over on the right side now to Husky. 50 seconds left. Ball is up top with Foreman. Now she drills towards the right side of the paint. He's trying to go in for the leaning jumper. Shot was blocked. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragould. Mountain Home will inbound it with 44.2 seconds left. Kate Gilbert checking back in, replacing Peyton Husky. And for Paragould, Zoe Beasley and Blythe Benefield both taking a seat as they're replaced by Taylor Beasley and Kelsey Dupuy, I believe. Aston Yates takes the inbound pass. She's going into the lane, pulling up for the jumper. Good. Yates with her first 2 points of the day. 7-6, Mountain Home leading it with 33 seconds left in the opening quarter. Ball goes over on the left side now to Powell. Powell takes the screen from Hollis, drills towards the free throw line, kicks over to Brengard on the right side. 17 seconds left. Brengard will head up toward the free throw line, throws over on the left now to Powell. Powell dribbles up near the free throw line, kicks it up to Taylor Beasley. Her three-pointer off the backboard, no good. And the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. 5 seconds left. Gilbert going into the lane, going trying to go for the layup, and she's going to be fouled with 1.2 seconds left in the opening quarter, and she'll go to the free throw line with a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. Taylor Beasley picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Perry Gold here in the first quarter, in the first half. And Kate Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. So she gets the next one. Mountain Home will go back up on top. Second shot is up. Good. So now Perry Gold still has to inbound it. There's 1.2 left in this first quarter. Brengard takes the inbound pass and then won't get a shot off. And that's the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Perry Gold 8-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.